Perek Yudalid, Bechelke HaPrishos, in the divisions of Prishos. Chelke HaPrishos, the divisions of Prishos, of separation, Haroshim, the main ones are Shlosha, three categories. Kehine Yesh Prishos Behanos, their separation from pleasures, Prishos Bedinim, separation in Halacha, Prishos Beminhagim, and separation in a person's conduct and actions. HaPrishos Behanos, the separation regarding pleasures is Humashas, he's kind of a Perek HaKodim, as we mentioned in the prior parak, the Hainu, which is Shelo Lakachas Nidiri HaOlam, that a person shouldn't take from this world Elamash HaTzorech Achrech, only what he essentially needs. But there is a Yakif Al Komashahu Tainug LaEchom Min Achushim, and this will include anything that is a pleasure to any one of the senses, the Hainu, which are the Macholos with food, the Ve'ilos with relations, the Malbushim with clothing, the Tiyulim with taking leisurely tours and vacations, Bishmuos, and in different hearings that he hears, and anything similar to this. Rak bayomim she'oneg b'hem mitzvah, beside for the days that getting pleasure on them is a mitzvah. The aprishos bedinim, separation regarding halacha, hu lahachmir b'hem tamid, is to be strict on them constantly. Lochosh, to be concerned, afil l'divrei yachid, even for the words of an individual, b'machlokas, when there's a machlokas on something, in time manira, if his reasoning seems to be correct. Afilu she'in halacha kamoso, even if the halacha is not like him. Ubisnayu, on condition, shelo yiyeh chumro kulo, as long as the chumro that you take upon yourself doesn't turn out to have a kula. Ulahachir b'sfeikos, and you should be machmir with different cases of suffik, of doubt. Afilu b'malkum she'ef shalahaka b'hem, even in situations where you could be lenient in them. Uchvarbeiru lono chachmenu z'chalam rabacha, Chazal already explained to us, b'mayri Yechezkel, based on the statement that Yechezkel says, as the Gemara Chulin quotes, "Kini nafshi lo metuma, my soul has not become tame, impurified." Shelo achalti mibehema shahura b'chacham, meaning that he didn't eat from an animal that a chacham had to give a hora to teach us whether it's mutar or not. Lo achalti mibesor kuskus, and I never ate from an animal that had to have been shechted because it would have died otherwise. Bine kol zehu mutar, and all of this is mutar hu min adin vaday, for sure. In halacha, it is permissible. Ela'iu da'achar nafshe, but he himself is more stringent upon himself. B'chmer zacharti l'mayla, we mentioned above, she'ein l'umo mimash hutar al kol Yisrael, that we shouldn't learn from that which is permissible to all other Jews, la'prushim, for the people who want to stay separate, she'esh b'hem l'harchik min akir, because they should separate from things that are not good, u'min adomalo, and things that are comparable to it, u'min adomalodom, and things that are similar to that which are comparable to it. V'chein amr Marokva, so too Marokva says in the Gemara Chulin, Onem b'hai milsa cholo bar chamra l'gabe abba. I am, regarding this matter, like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. Dilu abba karochel bisrach ha'idna, because my father, when he would eat meat today, lo hava ochel gvina ad l'machar ki hashta. He wouldn't eat cheese until the next day at the same time. V'onem b'hai se'udusto lo achilna b'se'udusto achrisi achilna. But me, in this meal I won't eat it, but in the next meal I'll eat the cheese. And surely the psak halacha is not like what his father used to do. Because if not so, then Marokva never would have gone against that. Rather, the point is that his father was more strict upon himself for separation purposes. That's why he called him vinegar, the son of wine. Because he didn't have as much separation as his father did. The aprishos b'minhagim, and the separation in a person's behavior and his actions, who he's bodudus, is self-contemplation, v'haibodam in ha'chevra ha'medines, to separate oneself from society, v'thanos libo el ha'avoda v'izbonunos bo karoi, to be able to open his heart, to think about avodas Hashem, and to contemplate it properly. U'v'sinai shalo yita gam b'zeh el ha'kotza ha'acher, as long as the person doesn't get drawn to the other extreme. Shekvar Omer Zechron Levach, because Chazal say already in the Gemara Ksubis, Lo'olim Te'idaito Shal Adam Me'oreves Im Abrios, that a person should always be mixed in well with other people. Nechein Omeroso to Chazal say, Cherev Al Habadim Ve'no'olu, the sword is on those who make plans, and they are undone. Chazal Darshan Cherev Al Son'eit Shal Tamid Chachomim, the sword is on the people who hate the Talmid Chachamim, Shioshim Bav Vivad Ve'oskim Torah, who sit one and two in partners and they learn Torah. על יזכבר האדם עם הטובים, זמן מה שמצטריך לו ללימודו או לפרנסוסו. Rather, a person should connect to good people for a certain amount of time that they need for their learning purposes or for their business purposes to make money. And then a person should set aside time for self-contemplation to be able to connect to his creator. And to attain the straight path and the true service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And included in this is to minimize his speech, and to be cautious from idle chatter, and he shouldn't look outside of his four amos. And anything similar to this, in regard to things that a person regulates himself in doing, until it becomes a nature in his own motions. And these three different categories, even though we have mentioned it in very general, short terms, you see that these include many different actions of the actions of a person. And we have already said, the details are impossible to be able to give over, only with a person's own mind can he figure it out, and to make them straight, to the ultimate straightness and truth.